Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Scott Dudley, and we are right in the middle of a pretty hot show. But then they always are hot shows. Check out the podcast at KXORadio.com, and you can download or share any of our shows that we've done. This show is about post-traumatic stress disorder, and really what we're going to look at, probably in this segment, are the rates in community mental health settings. And it's interesting stuff for us because we, in fact, are a community mental health setting. We're joined today by psychologist Kim Muser. He's the director for the Center of Psychiatric Rehabilitation at Boston University. And we're joined by psychiatrist Stephen Dilsaver. He's a staff psychologist at Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and does a little research his own self. So,
I think Kim did the first study I'm personally aware of the prevalence of PTSD in clinical samples, both in adults and transitional age youth. So I'll let him share his findings first.
Okay. Well, we talked a lot about trauma. We kind of, the first segment was a mad dash around the world of trauma. Let's, for sake of kind of helping to define the research, what does PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, consist of in kind of a nutshell version?
Great question, Scott. Post-traumatic stress disorder is now defined in terms of four different symptom clusters or groups of symptoms that occur together. These symptoms usually emerge right after a traumatic event, but then in order to have a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder, they need to persist for at least a month past the event. In some situations, these symptoms may not occur immediately after the event, but may occur some period of time after, like weeks or even months later. The symptoms that are used to define post-traumatic stress disorder include these different types. The first class or group are re-experiencing symptoms. And the most common kind of re-experiencing symptom is a memory, like an intrusive memory popping into your head. It could be a picture of the event. In some cases, there are things like body memories and other ways of remembering the event. But it just seems to come out of nowhere and can be very upsetting. Another kind of re-experiencing event occurs a little bit less frequently, but still it happens, is a flashback where momentarily a person feels and acts as though they're back in that situation in which they were experiencing the traumatic event itself. People sometimes have nightmares. That's another kind of traumatic experience. The nightmares aren't just a repetition of something traumatic that happened, but they're loosely thematically related to the traumatic experiences, such as people chasing a person or something like that. The second set of symptoms are avoidance symptoms, and these symptoms include avoidance of places, people, activities, even thoughts that remind the person of the traumatic event. And then related to that, if they are exposed to something that reminds them of the event, it causes a high level of anxiety or distress, and people typically try to get out of those situations as fast as they can. And that becomes one of the problems in post-traumatic stress disorder. They get a lot of relief when they get out of that situation, but then it turns out that the more you try to escape these memories and situations that bring on the memories, the more different situations that are capable of triggering those memories again. So it's only a temporary relief. The third set of symptoms are over-arousal symptoms. Steve mentioned that trauma, one of the effects of trauma, is to tune up the nervous system so that people are on this very, very high state of vigilance. Their heart is beating tremendously fast. They may be breathing more quickly. It's kind of like a fight-flight response, and they're ready to fight or flee, and that can interfere with sleeping. It can make people more irritable, even more subject to violence. It can be very a distressing a set of symptoms because people can never let their guard down. And then a final set of symptoms, this is one that was added to the most recent diagnostic classification system, are symptoms that involve altered thoughts and feelings. So people's feelings may be altered in terms of having chronic levels of depression. Depression is the most common co-occurring disorder that happens with post-traumatic stress disorder. They may feel very angry. They may feel guilty, blame themselves for certain things. And often there are altered perceptions about the world being seen as unsafe, other people, you can't trust other people, and even oneself, one having been defeated by an event, or blaming oneself for not having sprung back faster after an event happened. So those are the symptoms that are used to define a post-traumatic stress disorder, and they may persist for years and years, or even for a person's entire life after a traumatic event. Often, immediately after an event, people have these symptoms, but then gradually over a period of several weeks, for many people, they simply go away, whereas for other people, they persist and may even get worse. One last comment is that it doesn't matter how long a person has had these post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms in terms of benefits from treatment. There are effective treatments that we'll be talking about a little bit later that are just as effective in somebody who recently experienced a traumatic event, let's say a few months ago or so, versus somebody who experienced an event 20, 30, even 40 years ago.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.